Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So a story that came out today that I saw was interesting. The age when you officially turn into your parents. Maybe a lot younger than you think. On average, for women, it's 33 years old that they turn into their mother. And for men, it's about 34. So I'm curious if there are things that you do that you never thought you would do that is just like your parents. I mean, something that definitely comes to mind for me is filling up of the car with gas. So when I was a kid, I would always be shocked that when the car got to just below half tank, just below a half a tank of gas, my dad would freak out as if we were on fumes. You know, we got to fill. We're below a half tank. Like, Dad, what are you talking about? And, you know, as when I first got my driver's license, it would be fun to get as close to E as possible and, you know, fill up the gas tank that way. However, now I find that when I'm at half a tank, no matter what time of year it is, I start freaking out and thinking I need to fill the tank. So that's a perfect example of something that I do like my dad. Another thing is, on doors being locked, I lock them, and then I like check the door two or three times. I kind of pull on it, which is something that he used to do that I would make fun of. So I'm curious at 831-1055 if there are some things that you do now, if you think about it for a moment, that, oh my God, it's just like my parents. I mean, your parents, not mine, although some of you are familiar with mine because they've been on the radio. I'm talking about your parents. Are there things that your parents used to do or still do, if they're still around, that you find yourself doing? 831-1055. I'm curious if you indeed, like me, have turned into your parents. 738 at 1055 Triple M. The phone line's lighting up now. 831-1055 is our number. We're talking about, they say there's a study apparently that came out that says you kind of turn into your parents when you're a woman by the age of 33. You start being like your mother. And for men, it's about the age of 35, you start turning into your dad. And I was wondering if there were things that you now do that is just like your parents. And I've got Sharon on the phone. And is it something that your mom did or does?
Not that I recall from my mother. More likely my dad, much to my consternation.
What is it? What did your dad do that you do?
Well, he used to sit around with his buddies and they'd shoot the ball, you know, and they would invariably end up talking about their health issues. And now I find myself in my older age doing that with my friends and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, you know, complaining about that sciatica, I guess, actually could be a problem, right? Hi, Triple M, who's this?
This is Peg.
All right, Peg, what is it?
Okay, I can always remember my mom doing this. Before we left to go anywhere, she would always make sure that the refrigerator is closed completely, you know, because sometimes when you have heavy food in the rack,
sure.
And always make sure the stove was off, and if it was, you know, during the winter, make sure the heat was turned down. And I find myself doing that before I leave for work, because I work the knock shift, making sure that refrigerator's shut, the stove is turned off, and the heat is off.
And you know, one time when you don't check it, the refrigerator door will end up being open just a crack. So that's why you got to keep doing it. Thanks, Peg.
All right. Bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Yep, that's a good one. 831-1055. A lot of people calling, telling me stories about how they have turned into their parents. And I've got Cindy on the phone. Cindy, it's not more the action, but something you say. What do you say?
Oh, for cry, I.
Wait, what is it?
Oh, for cry,
yai. Oh, for cry, yai?
All right, I think we need to add that one in now. Oh, for cry, yai. Got a little Fargo feel to it, doesn't it? Taking phone calls this morning, there's a study that came out that says you, whether you like it or not, you turn into your parents by your mid-30s. and there's quirky things that they may do that you thought you would never do that now you do. And people calling in with some of the things that they do that they never thought they would do. One of mine always was about the gas tank. I would never worry about running out of gas, and I'd even get down to, you know, fumes and then fill up the tank. My father always fills it up when he's like at half a tank. And now I find myself doing the same thing, that if it gets below half a tank, I start to freak out. Leah's on the phone, though. What's your deal, Leah?
I guess pretty much everything, because I was a lot like my mom.
Everything, you know? Is what?
Like, I'm a lot like my mom, but the same similarities when you worry and you wear the same kind of clothes and stuff, you know?
Are you doing that? Like, you're wearing the clothes she wears?
Well, my mom is a total hippie, so yeah.
All right, well, so then that's actually a good thing. I thought it's wearing, like, those track suits that they wear, something like that. But being a total hippie, guess that works. A couple more phone calls. Apparently, by the time we're in our mid-30s, that's when we start becoming our parents. And I was wondering if there's anything that you do that your parents did that you thought you'd never do. Does that make sense? Let's go back to the M line.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Eric. I have a thing I do that I never thought I'd do.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, my mom always whistles around the house while she's doing stuff, and it always used to annoy me. And in the last couple of years, I realized I do it too. and now it doesn't bother me when she does it. But yeah, it was like growing up, it was like, oh my gosh, can't you stop?
That's hysterical.
But now I do it too.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Gary.
All right, yeah, Gary.
It made me think about something when you were talking about your becoming your parents or whatever. But my grandmother came from Romania, and she spoke Yiddish a lot. You know, so I grew up in a Jewish environment. And I find myself now, I'm in my 70s now, but I'm using Yiddish terms that I never used before when I talk to my kids, you know. So I'll scold one, and now they're in their 30s, and my dad used to tell me, he used to say, retzidavir, retzidavant, which means talking to you is like talking to the wall.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So anyhow, I'm starting to, you know,
how did you transfer that? Because my grandmother would always talk in Yiddish, and my mom wouldn't that much. And now my mom does it all the time. So I don't know how, did the switch just go on for you all of a sudden?
I don't know. And then the same thing, at my son got married a couple years ago, and I thought I had to give a toast. And all of a sudden, this Yiddish blessing popped into my head, and I'm going to probably mess it up, but it was Tzigah in the Bukkis. And that meant, may your blessings be as plentiful as goat droppings. Which I think is a wonderful blessing
indeed.
If you've ever been around a goat. You know?
Indeed. Zygazund. All right, see ya.
Yeah, okay, you take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,